Yorkshire, eh?
Yeah.
Yorkshire's a place where they call a spade and a shovel, whether you like it or not. Well, I came from Derbyshire. And you know what they say about Derbyshire people, don't you?
Be careful.
You're one with me, are you, boy? Wonderful. They say they're strong in the arm. Derbyshire born, Derbyshire bred, see what I mean? Strong in the arm and weak in the head. That's what they say. I just proved it, didn't I? The next piece of music the band will play is a very nice, lovely arrangement of a carol, Who Is He in Yonder Storm. Now, why we only play this at Christmas, I'll never know. Because this particular carol takes you all through the various stages of the life of Christ. So as far as I'm concerned, you can play it any time of the year. It says, Who is he in yonder stall, at whose feet the shepherds fall? The second verse says, Who is he in deep distress, fasting in the wilderness? Verse 3 says, Who is he to whom they bring all sick and sorrowing? 4 says, Who is he on yonder tree dies in grief and agony? The 5th verse, Who is he who from the grave came to succor, help and save? And the final verse says, Who is he who from his throne rules through all the world's alone? 'Tis the Lord, O wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all. The arrangement doesn't do all the 6 verses, but it's a good idea to remind ourselves of what the music is all about. So here is the carol, Who Is He?
Thank you.
thank you to the band for that music this evening. And so it's your turn again to sing. We've got two more carols to sing this evening, all together. And this one we've just had reference to earlier, Away in a Manger. So we'll sing this together. Perhaps you'd like to stand, and then we'll share in our Bible reading and our thought as we draw to the conclusion of the concert this evening.
Carol we've just sung, can I tell you, there was a day when I never used to like to sing it. The second verse, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. That was not my experience when we had children. You would put them to bed, and as you went to bed, they would wake up. But it's the last verse that I've come to love. I want to share some scripture with you, just a few verses from Luke's Gospel and chapter 2. It's the account of the birth of Jesus. And it says this: in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town in Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and she was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the babe to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Well, I wonder what you're going to get for Christmas. My husband is wonderful. You've just met him. Thank you. Yes. Every year, he gets me a bottle of perfume. It's beautiful.
The same bottle.
Every year. And it lasts me a whole year. And so on Christmas, I get a replacement. It was one year that our children suddenly said, "Dad, don't you get Mum anything different other than a bottle of perfume?" So then he started buying me other presents. And this is one of them. He even got the shop to wrap it for him. Yeah. And he bought me a blanket. Now, if those of you who know me, there's one thing I don't need is a blanket, because I do not need any extra heating at all. I'm always hot, whatever the weather. He's the one that needs, I just say, go upstairs and put another jumper on, or put your big coat on, as you would have up north, a big coat on. Well, he bought me this blanket, and it made me think about the Christmas story. It was Mary and Joseph. They needed to travel to Bethlehem. It was quite a long journey, and they needed to make it, for the government had told them that they had to travel, just like we have been told by the government that we can't travel, or we have to wear masks. We have to obey. And so Mary and Joseph travelled to Bethlehem. And what a journey it was. And when they got there, all the places were filled. There wasn't any room for them. But a kind innkeeper said, "Go and use the stable around the back." And so they went into the stable. And as we know, it was whilst they were there in the stable that Mary gave birth to her baby boy, Jesus, the promised one. Oh, what joy this baby would bring. But they were so, so far away from home. What on earth could they do with this boy? How could they provide for this little baby boy? And I'm sure thoughts were running through their heads as they sat there in that stable, cradling the newborn baby. But then, in fields, out in the middle of the night, there were shepherds sitting, watching their flock right out in the mid, the cold outside. They were wrapped up. But suddenly there came a light from the sky as a host of angels came and told them the most glorious thing, that a baby had been born and they needed to go to Bethlehem. They needed to go and to see this newborn baby. And so the shepherds left their sheep. They wandered down into Nazareth and Bethlehem. And there they saw the newborn baby. Not Wayne, but Jesus in a manger. And they looked at him and they looked at his mother. And they worshipped. And as I looked at this blanket, I suddenly thought, how on earth can I do the kings? How on earth? Well, I don't know whether you noticed, but there is a camel on this blanket. That's right. There's a camel there on the blanket. We know that the kings came. They came from afar. They followed a star, and what they did is they brought gifts, and they knelt down, and they worshipped the newborn king, and brought him the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, what can we give to the Lord today? This gift was given to me with the love of my husband. And I want this Christmas, each and every one of us, to decide for ourselves what gift we are going to give to the King of Kings. For he loved us so much, and we need to give to him. The songsters are now going to sing Gift of God. Thank you.
So the final piece that the songsters have for you this evening is a call to worship.
Uh-huh.
It's a bright song. Now, in taking this with the songsters, I like to say, you know, they need to think about that cold, crisp winter morning and not the stodgy Christmas pudding. Hint? Okay, so it is a bright song. So say, calling us to worship, say, oh, come to the place where the Holy Child is laid. Now, we can't go to a stable. Well, maybe you can, I don't know. But most of us won't travel to a stable. So where is that place? Well, a place where the Holy Child is laid, a place where we meet Jesus. Now, that can be anywhere this Christmas. It may be in the church. It may be around the table with family. It may be out on the streets, it may be down the seafront, it may be anywhere. But wherever you are, come to the place where you can see Jesus. For he is our God, and greatly to be praised. Come, let us worship the King. Worship the King.
Come to see the new.
sponsors for those two lovely songs, especially the last one. I thought that was great. Come, let us worship the King. That's what we should be doing. And in order to do that tonight, we're going to celebrate the season. And here's a piece of music, Bright Again, and all sorts of stuff in here, if you can pick them out. We've got a snippet of O Come All Ye Faithful, Deck the Halls, a little snippet of Jingle Bells, then the Holly and the Ivy, then Worship Christ the King. So, we're going to celebrate the season by playing this piece of music to you. And I hope you, when you celebrate the season this year, it's going to be a lot better than last year. Indeed, it must be, mustn't it? So if I don't see you before Christmas, have a lovely Christmas, a peaceful one, a happy one, and a prosperous and happy new year too.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends, very good friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are absolutely delighted to be here today. And as you've probably heard, we come together as a church quite often here, and churches in Felixstowe are enriched by the Salvation Army. And tonight we've been treated to a marvellous concert of song and music. For that we're all very, very grateful. So I just want to say what a rich sound that is. It seems when we hear the band on the square and on the triangle. Are you doing that now, boys? Or have you been... yeah, you're still doing that. That's a wonderful part of our relationship here with our community. And long may it continue. Just a small advert. We are doing our bit here in Trimley too. And I come as church warden of Trimley to make this vote of thanks. Tomorrow we were opening our own nativity trail, and do urge you to go and see that. It's an amazing, amazing thing which has been put together by members of Trimley Church and the Men's Shed, who've done all the figures. It's especially good at night, so if you're out with your young family, perhaps your grandchildren and your family, please do pay us a visit. We do hope that in years to come, you will come back to Trimley Church, in that medieval church that we worship. But we are just so pleased to be here tonight to carry on that tradition, which is so unique. Our special thanks tonight to all those who contributed to the wonderful night, to Cameron, to Sandra, and all the other contributors who made tonight really, really special. And I'd ask you, please, to put your hands together for the Salvation Army here in Cleveland. Now, according to the programme, we're going to be finishing with a traditional song. The one, of course, we couldn't possibly end any Christmas celebration with, O Come All Ye Faithful. So I'll leave that with you, Ben. Thank you.
Yea, Lord, we agree.
we'd be born this happy morning. I don't know what your tradition is, but I believe that Jesus is alive and is with us all the time. And I think we ought to just finish with that last verse. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him. Let's sing it together, please. Thank you. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We ask that you would surround us with your love and your grace and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit tonight and until we meet again this way. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night and God bless you all. Thank you.
It's been lovely to share with you again this evening and just to set you on your way. And I'll be home in 40 minutes time, A14 dependent. But it's lovely to see you, and hopefully see you again next year. You never know. Is the march the shining star? Thank you.
Thank you.